In this meditation, we will be cultivating a sense of kindness and friendship towards yourself, deliberately taking this time to wish yourself well in the midst of whatever is happening in your life. So now, coming to sit in a comfortable posture on a chair, a cushion, or a bench, feeling the sensations of the feet against the floor, of the seat against the chair or bench, and of the hands on the thigh or lap. And now, if you choose, attending to the sensations in the feet in contact with the floor, or the sensations in the backs of the legs or the buttocks in contact with the chair or your seat, sensations in the hands, or the sensations of the breath, noticing where the breath sensations are clearly felt in the nose, the back of the throat, the chest, the abdomen, or in the entire body. Noticing the sensations of each in-breath and out-breath and the spaces in between them. So choosing one of these points as your anchor, your place of ground. And if you notice that the attention has wandered away from your focus of attention or your ground, pausing and taking a few moments to see where the attention had gone. Perhaps thanking the mind for the work it does. And then, without rushing, gently escorting the attention back to the sensations at your anchor, the feet, seat, hands, or the breath. Allowing the sensations of your anchor to bring you back to the present moment. And now, expanding the focus of attention around the sensations of the anchor to the sensations of the entire body. Sensations from the surface of the skin, perhaps in contact with clothing or with air moving across the surface of the skin. And from inside the body, sometimes zooming right into particular sensations and bundles of them, and at other times zooming out and holding the entire body in awareness. And if there are areas of more intense sensations in the body, knowing that you have a choice, either to move to this to ease the discomfort, and if you choose to do so, becoming aware of your movement just before it happens, as it happens, and after it happens, noticing the after effects of the movement. You could also choose to respond to this discomfort by remaining still for a while and moving the attention up to and into the sensations themselves, the center of the sensations, or around the edges, and then perhaps attending to these sensations along with the sensations of breathing. The intention is not to change the sensations, but to allow them some space and to hold them with a kind and gentle awareness. And being kind to the body and mind in this way and to yourself can be difficult. So now we can set some time aside to practice cultivating kindness, to incline the mind a little by little to lean towards befriending and cultivating kindness, and not expecting anything in particular to happen, but simply inclining it, our mind, towards kindness and noticing what arises. And so now, bringing to mind someone for whom you feel a sense of friendship, of care, of love, either from the present or from the past. Might be a good friend, a teacher or mentor, a grandparent, or a child or grandchild. Someone with whom your relationship is not too complicated, and someone for whom it's easy to show kindness, friendliness, and love. Perhaps someone who loves you and takes your side. Perhaps it could be a pet that comes to mind. Someone who warms your heart when you think of them. And so now, bringing this person or this pet to mind, sensing or visualizing them sitting in front or beside you, and seeing them clearly in your mind's eye, allowing them to remain in awareness for a few moments, and noticing what arises in terms of body sensations, thoughts, emotions, perhaps a felt sense of friendship or kindness. And then perhaps quietly wishing them well, wishing them kindness and friendship, sending these wishes to them, perhaps saying the words quietly to yourself, may you be safe. May you live with peace. May you live with ease and kindness. May you be well. Safe. Living with peace. Living with ease and kindness. Perhaps noticing the impact of sending these wishes to this being. And then when you're ready, bringing the same sense of kindness and friendship to yourself that this other being might wish for you. Perhaps silently saying to yourself, may I be well. May I be safe. May I be at peace. May I live with ease and kindness. May I be well and safe. Live with ease, live with peace, and live with kindness. Or perhaps hearing your own name called. May be safe and well. May be peaceful, may be at ease, and dwelling in kindness. Perhaps noticing the echoes or after effects of wishing ourselves well, receiving these well wishes. And sometimes it's difficult to wish yourself well, perhaps because of what's going on in your life. And in these moments, perhaps acknowledging this difficulty and adding some words to help. May I be safe and well in the midst of this. May I be at peace in the midst of this difficulty. May I live with ease and kindness in the midst of this. Safe and well in the midst of this. Peaceful in the midst of this difficulty. Living with ease and kindness in the midst of this. Allowing the impact of these wishes, these intentions of friendliness and kindness settle into the well of the mind and the body. And knowing that even if it seems difficult to wish yourself well in this way, doing the practice regularly can gradually, over time, open mind and heart towards a new possibility. That the harsh things you say or think about yourself are not the last word. May I be safe and well in the midst of this difficulty. May I be at peace in the midst of this. May I live with ease and kindness in the midst of this. And now, letting go of these intentions and coming back to a sense of the entire body. And resting in awareness of sensations in the entire body, sitting here, allowing it to be just as it is, and yourself just as you are.